How many students does your Summit Pacific College have at the moment?
We have 206 full-time equivalent and 236 headcount for students.
How have you adjusted to the pandemic while keeping in-class learning still going?
So it's a hybrid approach that allows any student who is not well enough and who is either lives on campus and is within like driving distance to take a virtual class. All of the classes that are taught, because they have students taking it virtually, they may be in BC here or in Ontario. And so they have to have all the classes set up for virtual teaching. We, like UBC and other institutions, use the Canvas platform system in virtual teaching. The campus does not allow visitors. You might call it one huge cohort, maybe, or something, or one huge bubble. And that includes parents or friends. They can't come and visit if they're not part of faculty, the staff, the administrators, the students. But we have students that drive in. They don't live on campus. I don't know the percentage exactly. It's quite small compared to those who live on campus. Every student who takes classes and lives at the college needs to have a wellness check every day. So there are certain wellness questions, and they have a temperature check. And if a student has not had a wellness check at breakfast, for example, because they meet in the cafeteria, but that's all regulated, and they sit in pods, and they sit in the same pod for every meal. And if a student has not had a wellness check for breakfast, they need to take one before class. If they live on campus but have no classes for the day, they need to be sure to get their wellness check to any one of three people that have been assigned to do that.
Have you had any COVID cases confirmed from within the pool of students and teachers and staff?
No, we have not. We have not had any confirmed ones. Not while they're on at the college. There were a few students that during the Christmas break tested positive for COVID, but since returning, there's no one who has tested positive for COVID.
The people who got COVID over the Christmas break, they never came to campus. They just stayed home.
Yeah, everybody leaves campus at Christmas except for a few students who live on campus.
The people that during Christmas got COVID, Laurie, that were off campus, how did you guys deal with them? They had to attend classes, don't they? Did they go finish it online? Were they quarantined, or what was the procedure?
I don't know the details of that, and you're going to be asking me a question later that I can't provide details for because of the private policy issue, but I can share more of ways that we protect ourselves.
If you can, yes.
All members of the college community are expected to sanitize their hands frequently by using hand sanitizer stations or spray bottles in classrooms or in the library. For books that are checked out of the library, have to be returned through the external book return because they have to go in quarantine for 72 hours. And to even handle those, we have gloves for doing that. We take them and put them into the room that we're using for quarantine. They remain there. We put received when they come in and when it's safe to take them out again. Now, for books that are used in the library, we consider those as clean. And so we have an internal book return, and those can be used again. But as soon as anything is taken out of the library, it cannot be returned. We have plexiglass that's used not only in the library, but also in the campus store, in the each of the classrooms. In the library, we have it at the circulation counter, three plexiglass sections to protect our workers from the students. Everyone wears masks in the library. There's a plexiglass on every lectern in each classroom where the faculty member who's teaching has to be behind the plexiglass. And if the teacher, man or woman, moves towards the students out from behind the plexiglass, they have to put their mask on. All of the students in the room wear masks. They're distanced physically. When the students leave that class, the classroom is locked and it's being cleaned. Everything is being cleaned before another class can enter. In the library, the students need to, if they use the table, when they're finished, they take the responsibility to wipe the table. And when they're at the computers, they should consider it as not clean. So what they need to do is use the sanitizing wipes and to wipe the skin over the computer keys and wipe the mouse before they start and lift the sign up over the monitor that tells them what to do. And then when they're finished, they put the sign down from the monitor, they leave, and the next one who comes has to do the same process. Plus, if there's somebody waiting for the person to finish, we have decals that are on the floor that are 2 meters apart or 6.5 feet apart. And then at the end of the day, we have one of our student library assistants, or two of them, because we have sometimes two on at a time. They'll go and wipe down all of the tables, all of the railings, all of the door handles in case any of the tables were missed. The pods are like 2 people, or sometimes it's in 4, like those that sit at the at a table in the cafeteria, or bubbles might be a bit bigger. And then the cohorts, there may be 10, 20, or up to 50 in a cohort, where we'd have 50 students in a class taking classes.
You said that you couldn't comment on Sarjeet's question because of private policy. What issue is that, and which policy?
Because this is a college privacy issue, I'm not able to answer this question.
But why is it a college privacy issue? Like, can you explain that in more detail?
If you want to meet with the one who is responsible for, you know, answering to the government, you would have to speak to the president. Is actually the dean of students who's been asked to look after this. And that's the word that I've got from them. You'll have to get them to explain. I can't answer for them.
Okay, but you said policy. Like, is there a specific policy we can look at that references this?
Well, it was just put to me that it was policy or a privacy issue.
So you don't actually know?
No, I don't exactly know. No, that's true.
Oh, I know that most schools have public responses and plans for if a student gets COVID-19. So this is just unusual. You know, it's definitely not standard among universities. Okay, well, that's the last question I had.
Is there anything you would like to say, Lori?
Like Bonnie Henry, I too believe that we need to be kind, stay calm, and keep safe. Thank you, Sarjeet and Ali.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.